Let me ask you, were you nervous because your phone rang and the Karate Kid just called you?
Try to be best because you're only a man and a man's got to learn to take it. Try to believe.
Right before we went on the air, Rob's cell phone rang and he goes, hello.
Private
and
number.
I hear, hey, Rob, it's Ralph Macchio calling. And Rob walked out of the room and I went, that's an odd phone call to get.
Yeah.
Yeah, who's the weirdest celebrity to ever call you out of the blue?
Kevin Costner.
But he's not really weird. Plus, you were booking him. Did he call you?
Yeah, it was because it wasn't anything big. He was, hey, I'm downstairs. But it was cool that Kevin Costner called my, like, he had to put my cell phone up. Well, somebody put my phone number into his phone.
I'm trying to think of who.
Your stories with the Macho Man fascinate me. Like that actually, like to you, that's no big deal. But that Randy Savage
it was
just
in the
you
beginning.
And say weird things.
even the first time I was ever in a car alone with Jimmy Hart, I'm like, this is so weird.
Yeah,
I'm driving in the car with the Mouth of the South. He's gonna hit me with a megaphone anytime now.
I picked up Jackie the Joke Man Martling, and I was starstruck. That was the biggest thing. I drove him from the Trump Marina in Atlantic City to the radio station.
Yeah.
And the only thing he wanted was for us to stop and get Wawa coffee because it was cheaper. It was cheaper than Dunkin' Donuts coffee. He goes, well, we got to stop at Wawa and get coffee then.
It's funny you said that because you know Facebook will give you memories. You know what happened today was a memory of a picture of me and Jackie. I don't know. I don't even remember where the hell it was from.
Do you remember Stoya, the porn star?
No.
She was in the Pirates of the Caribbean movie. She actually came out, and she was one of the women that said that James Dean raped her when she was I worked.
She's gonna wind up dead too.
When she was working, I was working morning radio, and we had a promotions guy who was supposed to drive her to and from a gig, and the gig was an hour and a half away, and the guy didn't have a license, got in an accident, so I got to drive the porn star, and I thought that was the coolest thing.
Oh.
Until you hear how depressing her life is when you're sitting next to her.
I used to drive porn stars. We had this idea, because we used to sit there and go, what good is it to have porn stars in the studio? This is way before Bone TV and Cowhead TV. And I said, what if we take these porn stars out to construction sites where guys are actually working?
Yeah.
So I drove in a car with a porn star named Anna Mall. Anybody know who that is?
Anna Mall? Oh, I like that.
Right. I loved her, and she was totally hot, and she was such a whore that she was doing things to me on the Howard Franklin Bridge on the way back at the suggestion of Ron Jeremy, who was in the studio. And I thought, this is the greatest thing. Died in a car accident. Not that day. Not that day. Different day later on.
Still had sex with her.
Look at her. Look how hot she was.
Damn.
I believe what
right
you're
here on these.
What you're talking about, bringing her out to construction sites, is known in legal circles as inciting a riot.
Yeah, for real.
No, I would show up there with breakfast and Anna Mall, and then she had no problem. Look how hot she was. She was hot.
Yeah, she was. Yeah,
she was hot. The only problem was is that she went around with Hank, her husband. Put in Anna Mall, Hank, and I guess Hank was in a lot of her movies.
Watch?
No. Oh. Maybe he would, but he didn't watch me.
Wouldn't bother me at all.
It was me, her, and another girl. I can't remember the other. There's Hank.
How does Hank get that?
I don't think she always looked like that. I think Hank broke her out of the shell and she got good looking. It was me and her and another porn star who I can't remember. And then she did. Ron Jeremy was on the phone with her, and he said, you should do stuff to that guy while he's driving, and she did. And awesome. I was like, yeah. And then I was like, forever, I could point to my friend and say, Anna Mall did stuff to me, and then all of a sudden she died. And I went, let's not talk about that anymore. She was pretty hot, though.
Maybe it's been enough years that she's been dead that now you could bring it back around and be like, you know, hey.
Oh, I mean, look, I'm a champion right now. Yeah. But
yeah. Oh, man, that's way hotter than most guys get.
You could change the story and say that was the car.
Yeah,
you live. She died because her head was down by
Well, she actually realized she was going down on me and she pulled the wheel into another car. Yeah. She didn't want to live anymore.
I don't want to do this anymore.
All right, we got a winner, right? Okay, so let me get rid of all these people. Goodbye to you. You're lost. Hello. Hi, how you doing? Nice to see you. Okay. Stop that Spanish.
Ralph Macchio, the Karate Kid, will be joining us on Thursday, just so you know. And Tony, Brown, thank you for making that happen.
He's going to be joining us on Thursday because on Saturday we will be out together at the Tampa Theater where they're screening The Karate Kid, and then I'm hosting a Q&A with Ralph Macchio afterwards.
That is cool. They did that with Richard Dreyfuss for Jaws a few months ago, which is super cool.
Did you go to that?
No, I wanted to.
Sophia Loren just did one the other day at Ruth Eckert Hall, and I wouldn't mind meeting her, but I don't necessarily think I'd want to sit there and listen to her talk for 2 hours. But still, that's a good. I like that celebrities are doing these sort of things, and even like taking TV shows like Modern Family does that,
right,
like they cast out, and you get to meet the cast. I got to meet What's his name? Spaceballs.
Eric Stone.
No.
Mel Brooks.
What were you going to say? Eric
Stoltz? Eric Stone Street. I thought you were talking about that cast at Modern Family.
No, Mel Brooks.
Mel Brooks.
Yeah, so I love that they do these.
And Nashville is coming to Ruth Eckert Hall.
But yeah, but it won't be the hot chick.
No, they're doing some of the people on there. Boo. They're going to do music and stuff, yeah.
Yeah. You like the music? Like, you'd go to that?
Oh, no. I'm not going to the music. I'm all for the drama, for the story.
Yeah.
What
am I missing out on?
It is a really good show. I mean, it's really good. John Brennan and I text back and forth while we watch it.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's not helping anything.
I put my boots on.
Shut up.
And my hat. What? You got to get into it.
Oh, God. But I would love to see Cowboy Galvin.
I know. It's true.
Not Outlaw Galvin, like a joke, like real Cowboy Galvin.
Fast draw McGalvin.
Yeah.
Like if you wore an Under Armour camouflage shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Like a Under Armour, like
a tight one.
No, but loose fitting. It's even worse. But like one, but not like a camo, like a green and brown pattern, like the actual pictures of the leaves. You know.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
And then a pair of light colored but dirty jeans.
Light colored.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You wouldn't be very hip cowboy. Oh. Dirty fingernails. And
big belt buckle,
and then Timberlands, with the light with your light jeans tucked into them.
I don't think you know what a cowboy is.
Yeah, I know. I do. Yeah. I do. I used to go to the Dallas Bull all the time.
I'm talking like boots.
With the fur.
Dark denim. Starched. Nice starched shirt with the Western pockets. Hat.
Oh, yeah. No.
I'm talking about
a real cowboy, not a...
I sip my beer. Oh. Mississippi side
What's
sipper.
The thing that they wear? It's not a
bolo
tie?
Bolo
tie, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I like Hot Tub Galvin with seal and wine.
Mm. Yeah.
That's a better picture. Like,
sweet.
I want to hang out with that Galvin. We'll just
That's also known as sexy Galvin.
Yeah, Lord Best Buy Galvin.
No, Hot Tub Galvin. Different. Hot Tub Galvin sets it all up before he gets into the tub. Like, I bet you lay everything
out. Oh, absolutely.
Out.
Yeah.
I know you do. I know you're not hiding from it. Yeah. And then you get in I bet you slow get in the tub, and you're like, you're probably doing one of those.
And then once I'm immersed, I reach over and I go, boop, gonna be a little crazy.
Is that your go-to song?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Seal, really?
Crazy, yeah. That whole album, actually.
That album, that's a good album. Yeah. I'm not gonna lie, it's a good
Kiss
album.
From a Rose.
Oh, you in the tub right now?
Yeah, I'm in. I'm always submerged. My white skin turning pink.
Do you have
how hot it is.
One hand out on the towel so you can still reach stuff around? So you have one dry hand?
Yeah, I'm holding my wine glass.
Do you sing? I would just lay there and wonder what happened to his face.
I can feel the jets already, man.
Dude,
so nice.
Y'all get into it.
Yeah.
You look at him now. You can
Lights
see
down low. Nice, man. Comfortable.
Oh, man. 727-579-1025 or 1-800-77. I know you're all calling to contest, right? Hello?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you lost. Hello, contest? Okay. Hello?
Hello?
Yes. Hi.
I'm calling up to the...
We got a winner. Okay. It's been a half hour now. We already got it. There we go. Stop calling unless you're offering something to the show. You're contributing. I'm blocking all the phone calls.
By the way, just so you know, so you dial the seven numbers. You put those seven numbers in. Then you're going to hear a ring.
And what's going to happen after that?
There might be a couple rings. And then you're going to hear nothing. You're going to hear somebody say hello. That's when you respond. Just so you know. Maybe first time with the phone, first time on Earth, possibly.
Let's try it. Mike Kelta, show low.
Good morning, Mr. Kelta.
Hello.
Oh, yeah. You
speak of the devil,
the
devil will come.
Sexless Jared.
What's going on, guys?
Sexless Jared was a longtime listener of the show who got his name because it had been like 9 years since he had sex, right?
Right.
Something like that.
Then somebody got him laid on the cruise.
Right,
on
in Mexico.
Cowhead Cruise, like number two in Mexico.
Number one?
Oh, wow.
Yes,
and then he tried to feed us dead cat ribs from a cooler.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
And then we didn't talk to him for years.
Right.
Because he was supposed to be boots on the ground in Afghanistan.
Right.
Where he was going to go cook for the troops.
Making lots of money, boots on the ground.
And then he disappeared and showed up again, this time engaged to a fat Mexican girl with like 9 kids, right?
7 kids, yes, sir.
Seven
kids from how many different guys?
Six.
Five.
Five.
Five, yeah. And was there AIDS involved?
No, there wasn't AIDS involved.
Okay. Was it coming anywhere in there?
That was just, I don't know.
You were combining stories before.
Yeah. Oh, there he is. Look at him.
Yeah, that's not even a good one. We're looking at your pictures of you all ripped now.
Pretty crazy, ain't it?
Yeah, what happened there? What was the catalyst that made you go from sexless Jared to workout Jared?
A 9mm kidney stone.
Oh, I don't like that at all. That plus, you got a lot of free time on your hands.
I know Galvin knows about that.
Yeah, I do, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, what do you do for a living now?
Spray lawns. A lawn spray technician, if you want to be technical.
No. And how often do you work out?
Oh, 5 days a week.
Well, you're looking good, Texas Jared. Are you having sex?
Man, I had some this morning.
No, that can't be true. With a girl,
yes,
I mean.
Yes, sir. Yeah, absolutely.
Is she with you right now?
No, I'm driving right now. I'm on my way to my first stop.
We're going to have to change his name to Too Much Sex Jared.
Yeah. Is this like a regular girlfriend, or what is the deal?
Yes, it is, Galvin. I'm actually living with her.
Oh, man.
How many kids does she have?
One 16-year-old.
But it's still by five different daddies.
Yeah.
They don't know who the father is.
A 16-year-old boy or a girl?
It's a boy. His name's Jacob.
All right. Still be careful, but okay.
This is my stepdad, sexless Jared.
Yeah.
He was in the car this morning when you guys were talking about me.
Did he know we were talking about you?
After I told him, yeah.
Or his AIDS-y stepbrother. That
So what do? You listen, and then you turn to him and you go, you know they're talking about me.
Yeah. He just kind of laughed. He said, really? I was like, yeah, man. I used to be a part of that show quite a while back.
Dude, you know he went to school and was like, my stepdad's crazy. He thinks they're talking about him on the radio.
Hey,
were you like, why'd he call you sexless Jared? Because I didn't have sex for 9 years. Oh, really? Don't worry, I'm banging your mom like crazy now.
A little backdoor action this morning.
Oh,
my gross.
Come on. He's
probably still listening, the kid. How old is she?
Right.
How old is she?
48. 48.
I got to find me a 48-year-old.
Yeah, how old are you, sexless Jared?
58.
49.
Oh. Wow. Well, that's look, abs will get you the back door, huh?
Gross.
I'm working on it, man.
All right.
Actually, I've been told that I'm perfect size for back door action.
Okay, someone
I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
Who told you that, Rob? You're also the perfect size to ride a horse in the Kentucky Derby.
Okay. Galvin, man, I've been wanting to tell you this, dude. I love you on this show, man. You bring so much, bro. Your sarcasm and your sense of humor is just crazy.
He's been here 11 years.
Thank you. Well, he just got around to it. Thank you, Jared. I appreciate it, buddy.
Real talk, dude. You're the best thing that ever happened to this show, man.
Oh, hey. Hello.
Thank you.
It's my show. Wouldn't I be the best thing that ever happened to it?
Yeah, you were already there.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like old furniture. It's already there. All right. Well, hey, good talking to you, Backdoor Jared.
All right, guys. Have a good
That's your new name now, Backdoor Jared.
Oh. I'll take that.
Yeah, you've earned it. You've earned it by banging that kid's mother.
That's how he got his abs.
Three women.
He doesn't even go to the gym. He's just been banging her so much.
Oh, my God.
Got abs, yeah.
What's your total up to now for women that you've made sweet love to in life? Five?
34.
No. Well, come on. What do you have? Sex with 27 since the last time we talked to you?
No, they were all before the 9 or 10 years. I was on a roll back then, and then I kind of slowed down, obviously.
All right. Well, hey, good hearing from you.
Yes, sir. You guys have a great show, man. Galvin, keep it up, dude.
All right. Thanks,
Galvin.
Buddy.
Just you, Galvin.
Yeah. Like fan club.
Doing
thanks,
job,
Backdoor
Galvin.
Jared. See you later.
Bye.
Mike Caldasciolo.
Hey, this is Mike. I want to make a deal with you.
I'm not going to like this. I can tell already.
Yeah.
Okay, no, come on.
I'm not. I just feel like I don't like already. I can tell, but go ahead. I'll give it a chance.
Oh, man.
You're too aggressive and you're too... But go ahead. I got it. I'm with you. I'm not hanging up on you.
All right. So when you guys spoil alert stuff, can you tell us, like, set a time limit when we can turn the radio back up? Because I'll turn it down, you know, and you guys have been pretty good about being like, hey, we're going to spoil something.
Right. Here's the thing. I'm all for spoiling things for people, but not for our listeners. Like, I would love to go up to a line of people waiting to get into a movie and spoil it to those people we don't know, but I don't want to do it to our listeners.
Do you know what you spoiled this morning for this guy?
No.
Admiral Akbar. It's a trap.
Oh,
you didn't know that it's a trap.
Was a trap.
No.
No, I just turned the radio on. I didn't hear that.
But, what did we spoil for you?
So, no, it's just in the past. I think it was some, like, Downton Abbey stuff. But anyway, what I'm saying is you guys have been good lately. Like, you'll say, hey, we're going to spoil this, so turn the radio down.
Right.
But
you want to know how long?
Like 90 seconds. You
By
know
the way, I changed my mind. I like you now. I was wrong about my first impression of you.
Downton Abbey?
Downton Abbey got me back.
Well,
here.
I love all you guys.
All right, well, now I don't like you again. I'm going to say anyway, I love.
Love you,
sir. Thank you, sir. Right, well, yeah, we'll give you, like, a window. Say, hey, turn it down. Like real quick.
Maybe we could have spoiler music. So we have the music in the background, and they know.
When you don't hear the music.
Yeah, if there's no music, it's fine, but we have, like, a little spoiler music.
What did you think about The Walking Dead?
I did not like it. It was too much. Like, they were like, hurry up and wrap this stuff up. Carol annoys the hell out of me. The other one cutting her hair.
Who got clubbed?
And did they die?
No, they didn't die. They made it clear in the show that they didn't die.
Who I think got clubbed? I think the girl, the Latina girl, that the dude with the red mustache.
I think it's a dude with the red mustache.
I don't think so. Because he was kind of like, I'll take it. I'll sacrifice myself. And he didn't want to have that. So I think it was the chick because she's done now because he's with the black girl.
I thought it was Glenn for a while.
Yeah,
that's because the comic book.
Right,
Glenn.
And that's what everybody told me they're not going to do it the same. And I was like, okay, Jesus.
Wait, so Glenn lived from underneath the dumpster?
Yeah.
What season are
spoiler
you on?
Alert, spoiler alert!
So backed up, but I thought he died.
Hey, there's zombies.
Well, when does Fear the Walking Dead come back? Because I saw
Sunday.
Who cares?
Oh, it does?
Yeah, Sunday at 9.
Who cares? I'll watch that. That's a good one.
No, I watched 2 episodes and I'm done with
it.
Well,
I'll give it another chance. I wasn't so into it. Regular Walking Dead season 1, so. We'll see. Ryan, you're on the mic out the show. Hello.
Yeah, good morning, guys. I was wondering what the longest time Galvin had ever spent in a hot tub was, because I remember when that song first came out and I was a youngster. I spent 15 hours in a hot tub trying to hook up. That finally worked out.
15 hours? Wouldn't you die if you're in a hot tub for 15
hours? I'm telling you, I still have permanent wrinkles on my fingers because of it. It was not worth it.
Was it because of Seal, or you didn't want to get out?
Really, just at that point, I didn't want to get out. It was winter.
Yeah, I'm a normal human, so I just spend normal human time in a hot tub. I don't go 15 hours.
I have to tell you, though, sir, the 2 times that I was in for an extended amount of time was because it was so cold, I couldn't get out.
Really?
Yeah, when I was on the Alaska cruise, I went in the hot tub at night. And every time I tried to get out, it was so cold I couldn't do it, so I went back in. And then one time after one of Bert's shows, me and Bert and Pete went to his parents' house in Clearwater. They have a beach house.
Yeah.
And we went in the pool. It was 40 degrees outside, and we went in the pool because the pool was heated.
Oh.
And it was so cold I couldn't get out. I was like falling asleep in the pool because I was afraid to get out of there.
Oh, no, that's not good.
I'm with you, sir. I understand how it goes. Is that your only song from Seal that you listen to, or do you like to really get into Seal's catalog?
No, I like that. That whole album I like a lot.
Do a little of this.
A little Kiss from a Rose.
God, I'd love to walk in. You'd be in the tub just lip syncing this.
Yeah, you would.
Will you let Bone TV film you? Not nude. Just getting into the bathtub and preparing for your Seal adventure. You drink wine? White wine while you're in there?
Yeah. A little Pinot Grigio. I like cold wine in the hot tub.
Yeah.
It's all about balance.
Oh, man.
And then the rose petals that are on top. Mm.
Gorgeous. Yeah. Aromatherapy.
Smells nice, yeah.
Steve and Julie Weintraub here for the Golden Diamond Source. If you're thinking about getting engaged, Golden Diamond Source is your one-stop destination.
Shop, compare, and save at the Golden Diamond Source.
3800 Ulmerton Road.
Or online at goldendiamondsource.com.